USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lake effect snow in western and northern New York is causing headaches for the region, including travel problems. This airline passenger was trying to get from Buffalo to Florida for a cruise, but his flight was canceled.
Yeah, so, you know, this is normal for us, but at this point in time, in the middle of November, is not. We haven't seen this type of snowfall in quite some time.
The National Weather Service forecasting some parts of the region could get up to 4 feet of snow by Sunday. The White House is fighting back against Republicans suing the Biden administration over its student loan forgiveness program. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is asking the Supreme Court to allow it.
We are confident in our legal authority to carry out this program, and we won't let these baseless lawsuits stop us either.
A judge is pumping the brakes on a new Florida law.
A federal judge put on hold a new Florida law known as the Stop Woke Act, a ruling the judge says cannot be enforced on college campuses. The law passed in March prohibits public K-12 schools and universities from teaching 8 concepts that the legislation describes as discriminatory, including the racist critical race theory. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has championed the law and promised to appeal the decision. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is naming Jack Smith as a special counsel looking into whether criminal charges should be filed against former President Trump. Smith is a former DOJ Public Integrity Section chief. Attorney General Merrick Garland praising Smith as a veteran career prosecutor from the Manhattan DA's office in New York City. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump calling the naming of a special prosecutor a political stunt. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meeting with business and labor leaders to discuss the economy on Friday, President Joe Biden says his administration's approach is working and giving relief to many Americans struggling with inflation ahead of the holidays. Regarding those drafty windows and doors and those high heating bills, President Biden has some advice for you.
If you're living in a home with a drafty windows and doors starting January 1, you'll be able to save up to $1,100 in the cost of replacing them. And that's just on the upgrade. You're also going to save a lot of money going forward because your utility bills will be lower. And that's good for your wallet, but it's also good for the environment.
On Friday, the United States Forest Service arrived in Washington, D.C. with a 2022 Capitol Christmas tree. This tree comes from Pisgah National Forest in North Carolina. The tree's decorations will include over 7,500 handmade ornaments. A volatile week is coming to an end on Wall Street. Stocks rallied, then fell back in late trading as investors eyed the latest earnings reports. Concerns about tough language from the Fed Reserve weighed on markets. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 199 points to close at 33,745. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.